I feel different depending which language I use. I somehow feel freer when I use English,
not really.
Strange enough. And in Hungarian, there's...
I don't think I feel any
It
different.
Just feels...
I feel the same.
I'm a different person when I use Hungarian. It is even the tone of my voice, I think, is different when I speak in Hungarian.
I feel probably...
No, I don't feel different.
Sometimes, not all the
it's
time.
It's just like,
probably feel,
I don't know. It's a good feeling knowing that you can express yourself in other language, not just your own.
We feel with language.
But that doesn't make
self-sure
me
or
feel different as a person.
It's again, maybe speaking about the humour and all that thing. A bit quicker.
I don't actually feel any different at home if I use my mother tongue. If I actually go to India and use my mother tongue, then I don't feel anything at all. Whereas if I'm actually using my mother tongue here in front of people who doesn't understand it, obviously I wouldn't use it, because using a language which other people don't understand, I think, is a little bit rude.
Feel in Spanish. I cannot feel in English.
Whereas it is actually polite to use language which everybody
understands.
I always
feel different anyway.
So I'm not
sure
whether I feel different.
I get a different attitude and a different kind of expressing myself when I use the different languages. So, I guess.
A simple thing like to say that you actually fancy somebody is almost difficult to say in my mother tongue. It's impossible to say that you fancy somebody or you love somebody. You would be using a line like in a textbook. It would seem very theoretical and not real.
I feel a bit stupid mainly because I'm not used to speaking Finnish, and when I speak Finnish with
language
Finnish people, I think really hard so I don't make any mistakes, and I find it quite stupid
I
for
use
me.
Language to communicate
language
with someone in secret, that's one of the...
Not in secret.
The really just fun parts of speaking another language, and it's great when some other people just haven't got any ideas about what you talk to each other. So I think that's definitely, I have to say, yes.
I think sometimes this is conscious, sometimes it is unconscious, especially when I choose to use Swedish.
Sometimes. But I really hate it when somebody else does that to me. Spanish people.
Not in secret.
Because they can speak very good English and they're always talking with their own language, and sometimes, sorry.
Spanish person, it's not.
They're always like,
it's not really comfortable.
Just with my mother.
Sorry,
my father doesn't know what we're talking about and he gets mad.
Sort of inclusion, exclusion thing there.
When Greek friends come to visit me, we feel really open and free to speak when no one will understand what we're talking about.
Does the language give you an identity?
Yes, I do think it actually helps towards creating an identity.
In which way?
Otherwise, people wouldn't actually spend a lot of effort on trying to sort of go to special classes to learn how to speak properly.
Yeah, I think language is a big part of identity.
Yes, it does. Our speak create our identity. Because even I can
accent,
say
I think the accent becomes
listening somebody and
part of me, so
talking,
people perceive me as someone
somehow
with this foreign accent.
Kind of is.
And I think they have sort of stereotypes in their heads, and they quickly apply it to me. They can tell, she's not from this country, so she sounds slightly... She's probably from somewhere Europe, so they communicate with me in a way
probably
which
do decide straight
maybe
away
they
I'm
would
foreign.
Communicate to a continental person.
So maybe it does matter, but I don't think... It sort of is that
about
strong
your accent, about
it
your
really
culture, about
control what people think about me.
They know you're not, for example, here.
I understand languages more than other Greeks do, and yeah, it's. I find a difference in accent because no one would say that I have the Greek-English accent.
Because I just 8 years in Greece, but here they are looking at me strangely, or sometimes you know where I'm from, but they can't say exactly because my.
And they usually don't ever guess where I'm from.
Maybe language gives you some kind of identity.
I introduce myself as Greek mainly, and when people get really confused that, oh, I thought you were Scandinavian, like I said before, then I'll have to explain that, yes, it just saves me time, really, just saying Greek and not confusing people. But I feel quite proud for both of them.
Definitely, it does shape your identity. Sometimes I think I can't be as quick or as witty as I can be in Icelandic, especially with humour.
In the end, I'm mixing everything, really, because I've got like the Croatian gestures, I've got a bit of German humour in what I say, and it's like, you know, I mix everything, so in the end, the language doesn't even matter that much.
My identity is a bilingual one.
Sometimes I just started speaking German. I don't know why, it just came out like that, because I was thinking that way.
And I can't really locate myself as Greek or Finnish, or because it's both equal, I guess.
A split identity in some ways there.